We on,
baby.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another Bronx Tale podcast. This is episode 13. This is, I'm Gil. This is Gil, you hear me?
Ruben.
Rick, and we have a special guest, our boy Jamel.
What's going on, y'all?
You're chilling.
I like that.
Hey,
like
we got some other facts. I'm excited for this shit now.
I feel special. I got sound effects.
You get the air horns.
And the same episode you come in, we got sound effects.
We did that purposely.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a beautiful thing.
It's your moment. What up, y'all?
What up, y'all? How was y'all week?
I worked till 8 o'clock today, and my whole fucking job closed at 3. That shit was trash.
I don't understand that. Trash. How does that explain?
They closed early because of the holiday, the day before the holiday, which would be Friday. You close at 3. But if you schedule to work till 8 on the phones, you got to stay on the phones.
But
basically, if you have a trash job, he has the overnight shift.
So
yeah, wait.
Everybody goes home and he comes in.
I worked overnight, and that shit was fire. Overnight, sweet. Until someone tried to set me on fire.
Oh, I remember that.
But it was fire.
So
that's scary.
The way I look at it, right, it's like if Foot Locker closed early, but I'm still in the back. Why? What am I doing?
Sorting
here?
Out the shoes.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
Yeah, I used to work at Charles Russe in the mall, and that was me.
I can't see you in that place.
Isn't that a female store?
Shoes. Yeah, but I used to be at the shoes. They'd be like, "Yo, let me get a 9
Charlotte
and a half."
I thought that
fuck
was
you
like
was the, working there for.
All thinking clear.
I did the stock, and then I did the shoes, B.
So you did shoes. You like fucking Bundy.
Al Bundy. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it was mad fat chicks just trying out shoes.
Jesus Christ.
But they were all European, so they were wilding.
Oh, all right.
You that understand the fucking word they were saying. But yeah.
Other than just give me a
how was y'all Father's Day?
Yo, I was with y'all. Well, no, we celebrated it. We said Happy Father's Day on the, but it was before Father's Day.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I didn't do shit, bro. True.
How about you, Mel? How was your Father's Day?
Father's Day was, it was nice. I went to a spot in, what is it? White Plains, where they bring out the meat and they cut it for you and they keep bringing it.
Oh, like a churrascaria?
Yeah. They just keep bringing the meat until you turn up the.
Oh, that's the shit that
we went
to
that and we didn't really like that
you
shit.
You like it?
Which one did y'all go to?
Full
I think we went to the same one.
Yeah, it's in White Plains.
So oh, and Rich and Ridge Hill?
Ridge Hill.
The Brazilian steakhouse shit? Yes. Is near the container store.
Yes.
I'm
I
fat
don't know
as
about
fuck.
The container store. But yeah.
Yeah, nah, that was trash.
I had fun though. It was really good. I got full really quick. So it was disappointing.
So you don't like flavor?
Pretty much. No. I do love flavor. So I don't know. We might not be talking about the same spot. I just can't think of the name.
I've been to a couple that's really good, and then I've been to some that's
the one in so White Plains. Just the meat was just way too like slimy and raw for me.
I'm
not gonna act like I'm a meat connoisseur. I only eat chicken and seafood. So everything they brought out, I was like, no, pass.
Oh, well, that's why you didn't enjoy yourself.
They bought like chicken. Yeah, I know I wasn't going to enjoy myself from the jump, but even the red meat was like fucking pink. And
well, because that's how you eat meat, bro. That's how you eat steak. You eat steak either medium rare or medium.
I mean, I do medium too.
Well done is ridiculous.
Well done is crazy.
That's at that point you're eating a Whopper. Yeah. Like you're not eating steak. Like that's
horrible.
Why that shit shrink like that.
Yeah,
like you overcook it and it gets all.
Have y'all tried the Wagyu yet though? That expensive
the Wagyu shit tastes mad good.
I got a regular job, bro.
That's
I don't
a
know.
Japanese Wagyu shit. Yeah.
You know where they feed their cow love and
you had that?
Not yet. But I'm gonna.
I was about to say you making money whatever you do.
I believe in paying money for experiences, so that is.
Oh, that shit! Like,
Ruben, what do you?
I know, but
that's you, bro.
I pay money for chicken nuggets. Like, I'm good. it's my clothes. That's the experience.
The experience.
Yeah, you got the Wheezy.
Yeah,
the Yeezy.
You can see I wear these shits in the rain. You know.
Oh, you doing? Yeah,
these are my beaters.
He's doing good. I thought Rick. When I first Rick is a sneakerhead, so. I'm feeling like, are you taking over? That's you? Like, when it comes to clothes.
He's more like, you're more clothes than sneakers.
I'm more clothes. Yeah.
Oh, sheesh. Yeah. I shop on Shein. Like, them little.
You look like a Boohoo man model motherfucker.
Super Boohoo. I'm learning it, right? I'm a Boohoo guy now.
You?
I haven't bought anything for Boohoo yet, but I would buy it, though.
You could do that job and do your job.
I should.
Could do both jobs, bro.
But you got a good physique, so you could buy extra large and be like, yo, that's my size. I'm weird. Like, I can't do that.
Because, you know, the Boohoo and the Sheins, they be, like, like Asian sizes, so I gotta like literally go.
You gotta go 4X and you just a large.
I wanna clarify for the listeners, because y'all can't see us. When you say he has a good physique, he's a tall, strong black man. All of y'all got good physiques.
Wait,
I didn't want to say it though.
I'm 285 pounds.
That's fine.
Nah, bro.
I'm tall. That's the
It's good.
A cheat code. That's the only cheat code.
Nah, bro, you got muscle. You're not 285. You don't walk around saying I'm 285.
I definitely do. Your pecs are sitting up there, bro.
And you got good teeth.
From where? Until the shirt is off, and then you can see.
Oh, and then
it's not the same.
My shit's sagging with the shirt on, bro.
I'm saying you get that Homer Simpson face.
You see the shit?
The Homer Simpson face.
Then you came with the Versace shorts. Like you.
Yeah, these are definitely Sheen. Some Sheen joints. These is like, you know what I mean? What? These not, they're not silk. What's the other material?
Polyester?
Not polyester. It's like...
I'm bad with the silk polyester. I just need a 4X podcast.
Like, we know, like... Satin, like it's like satin, these feel like satin. Yeah, satin.
Oh, so you got a pillowcase on
pretty much
a night pillowcase with leg holes.
Exactly, right? But I always say it's how you rock them though. Like it's how you wear it. You know what I mean? So I get away with it.
So yeah, yo, do the boohoo man shit though.
Yeah, I went to Atlantic City one time and I had like these fake Dior pants. They looked like they was Dior, but they wasn't or something like that. And then when the ladies got close to me, it was like, oh, these shits ain't Dior. They was like, they're not.
Nah, I know they did it.
They did it. They should have said that. It was, yeah.
That's why I can't wear shit like that, bro.
I'm telling you, but.
I didn't wear it on some,
this is Dior shit. You wore it because it was a nice pair of pants.
Exactly.
They said Dior?
No. It wasn't Dior. It was the,
They said Dior, but the O was in front of the O.
That's just a door.
It didn't have a name on it, but it was a specific design
that kind of resembled something.
A certain design, but designer.
That's crazy they even noticed, yo.
Yeah. I met somebody like, came up to you, and you know what's funny? That people who do that are the broke. It was broke bitches.
Absolutely,
like
absolutely.
Sure. I'm not even gonna say. Oh, I shouldn't say the B word. It's broke bitches.
Oh, absolutely.
Broke bitches that come up to you and judge you by your clothes.
Facts. Like, from a distance, they be like, you doing it?" Yeah, I'm like, "Yeah." Close, and then when I'm sitting down, they walk. That's not that.
That
like,
shit says dire.
I ain't say that. Yeah. I ain't say that.
He's like, "Nah, this is where I'm from. I'm from Eastchester." I'm from each has to die. These are just from where
those
I'm from.
Those are the dire. That's wild.
Oh, yeah, man, what else is good, yo? What's damn, you had some funny shit you wanted to fucking... Gil, you wanted to say.
What do you mean? I don't even...
Fucking...
About what?
Oh, the proposing.
Ooh.
The proposing? Oh, shit. Don't yes.
Tell
so
me about this.
This was on... Oh, no, it's nothing crazy. It's not me. Like, I had we update our podcast list with me and Rick, because we've clarified that Ruben don't do shit other than just talking to the mic.
That's crazy.
Nah, I've seen it say edited by him,
and he don't do nothing.
No, and it'd be just that he edited from it saying episode 12 to episode 13.
Oh, I've never even gone that far. I probably just click on the note and then leave it.
He's like, let me let them look
oops,
like I'm
clicked
doing
on the wrong note. Let me go back.
That's fucked up. Anyway.
Because I know y'all got it.
Thank you. That's good. That's good. We got it. So the video I seen, it was a video I seen online, and it was of a girl proposing to a guy. So I commented on the video, and a lot of women like agreed with me that I was like, yo, if you got to propose to a guy, you more ready for something than he is.
I agree.
That should never be. It just looks weird.
Yeah,
I agree
with you.
You know, people in the comments are like, nah, maybe, you know, she had it, like, I guess on a financial level and he didn't. Or, but it's like, I don't want to hear that. I feel like you forcing this relationship and what you want, a marriage, and it's kind of like giving him that, all right, this is what I want, and pushing it, and he don't feel the same way about you like you do.
Chrissy did that on Love & Hip Hop to Jim Jones. Yeah. And they're still not married.
They're still not married. It was like 10 years ago.
Come on.
It was season 3, and we're in season 20.
Jim Jones is the oldest in a relationship / single person ever.
Oh,
like, you
absolutely
can tell he don't want to let go of the hood, the street, and...
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, you like 45, and you're still a blood. Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, come on now, all
right? Yo, that is
we
wild,
get it,
right?
Gangsta.
Like,
right?
After a while, you're going to get arthritis throwing your
like,
setup.
Now your hand is locked in the B position. Like, come on.
Oh, shit. He's repping hard.
Yo, I kind of disagree.
You disagree with
I disagree.
Why do you disagree?
Because you know what, man? Fuck it. Yo, men are the prize, bro.
We are the prize.
You know what I'm saying? You want me, come get me, girl. We are the fucking you know what I'm saying?
And
you
know,
feel me?
Look at this guy.
You feel me? We are the prize, B.
Ruben is married.
So you get down on one knee, and you say, will you marry me? And I decide, nah.
You
well,
know,
yes.
I'm going to be honest.
I think
with
we
somebody
deserve it.
That sounds crazy, bro. I don't
know
if you're being for real.
We deserve it.
Oh, no, I'm not being for real at all.
You're not being for real.
But,
I'm going to tell you this.
But still, I don't find. Maybe it's weird, but yeah. I mean, you don't know the dynamic of the relationship. And,
true. That's very true.
You know, like,
yeah,
we don't know.
It's all opinion.
What man in here is okay with of their woman's getting on their knee and just proposing?
I'm good.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
It's like.
It's like, can you get the fuck up?
Yeah,
what are you
get
doing?
Up. You're embarrassing
like,
me.
That's what you're doing.
Can you, know you get up? You have a skirt on.
Yeah, yo,
what
are you doing?
Is happening?
You have right? chewed gum on your knee. No.
I don't
We're
know.
In Bay Plaza. What the fuck are you doing? We in front of Auntie Annie. Is there Auntie Annie in Bay Plaza?
Yes,
there
is. It's
we in front of what's the crab shit at the top?
They changed it. It's hooking real now.
Hooking real.
Oh,
we're listen. Y'all know because you guys are you married. You're in a long relationship. I'm like recently separated, and since I've been separated, the dating situation is different. So I'm just now finding out I'm a prize. One chick taking me on a helicopter ride. Like, one chick paid for this most exotic hotel downtown.
Oh, listen, that's fire, bro.
Like, I'm like, oh, this.
You
is,
had
this
the
is
easy
true.
Job. All you needed was the blue chews, just in case.
I had the blue chews. The blue chews are I don't want to say that because that might be. I mean, it was okay. It worked.
You know, I've been noticing they're the first people to come around with advertisements. Blue Chews over here.
Yeah, Blue Chews is amazing. Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely.
Me and Ruben are sword fighting right now. Nah, that's a joke.
All right, listen, guys, I gotta go.
We get it.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Listen, if there's one person in here I don't want a sword fight with, it's you, bro. You're a bitch.
I'm not offended. I'm not good enough for us. What? What's going on?
No. Nah, because you're going to win, G.
There's a new thing going out that Cameron is actually like.
Oh, the horsepower.
The horsepower. I got three of them joints.
Disgusting. I'm not taking anything coming from Cameron, bro.
I see
there's
a little liquid. Do you dip your dick in it? Do you lick it? Do you eat it?
Sprinkle
it.
It's like a shot.
It's like a shot.
Oh, it's a shot.
So, you know, I've spoken to my friends, and they said it's great. It's amazing. I think all of that stuff is mental, too.
I think it might be mental. Yeah.
It's called horsepower?
It's called, pink horsepower.
Good,
power.
I ain't taking it.
Pink horsepower.
Pink horsepower.
Pink horsepower? Oh, because he's into pink.
$50 a little bottle.
It's like, listen.
It's crazy. I got three of them. If y'all want it, I'll give it to you for 40 if y'all just want to try it. You know what I mean? Because I bought like the 4-pack, you know what I mean? So I got a little discount, so I won't make no profit.
For a 4-pack.
Just take it,
You do 2 for $60?
Come on, man. You just ripping me off now. What you think? I'm a cheap slut? Come on, man. Give me.
Yeah, B. Oh. Nah, I kind of half agree. I mean, it's traditional, I guess, for the man to ask, but.
Fam, I think that's more what it is. It's like tradition.
It's
like,
2021.
You think we just used to it?
Ain't shit traditional, bro.
I agree. Yeah.
If you want to be a woman, you're a woman. You are they.
A group.
You are them. I seen a dude. Mine's is they. I seen a dude, some white dude, get surgery to slant his eyes.
And I saw that.
He called himself trans Korean, son.
What the fuck?
Fam.
So now he got a lot of shit for that.
What?
Because that's fucking insane.
Is it
bro.
Insane though?
Yeah,
we're going
insane.
Where we're going with things. Is it insane?
Listen,
is it really insane?
That's fucking insane.
There's mad pronouns for other shit that I think we don't need.
Listen, I got basic pronouns: daddy, zaddy, zat. My basic pronouns. That's it, and then they. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and he. Maybe, you know what I mean?
Listen, you could be whatever you want. I don't judge. But when you force it that I have to say it a certain way, like I haven't bumped into that at work, but I'm sure that's coming. You probably did. You deal with that.
Yeah, but y'all I don't.
On the phone too, right?
What?
You guys are like on. Y'all have to speak to people over the phone.
I do. Yeah, and
so
nah,
I feel like
well,
y'all,
I used
it might
to.
Happen. Oh, okay. Yeah. It might happen. Like
I mean,
like hey, Miss Francesca,
you don't.
She might know.
I never say Miss.
So when I talk
you
to people over the phone,
mister.
I always
you just say. So how do you?
I just
say
their first name.
First name.
I don't. Really? Yeah, I don't refer to anybody as Mister. Miss. I just say your first name. Your name is Joe.
I like that.
Hey Joe, how you doing?
And if it's a woman and they say, "Oh, I'm Joe," I'm like, "Yeah, what's up, Joe?"
But if they're like keep 90, moving. Don't they feel like it's like, wait,
hold
man,
on. No, but if you let me tell you something. Let me come here. Let me tell you about. Let me tell you something about old people. Okay, we respect old people, but. They could go fuck themselves. Oh, okay? They could go fuck themselves. They be wanting mad respect for nothing. Like you didn't, you did nothing for me, bro.
Get off the fucking road. I think people need to be
like
fucking,
you did zero like, for me.
The driver's test needs to happen like at least every 20 years. Like, let me know that you cause you still got this because you look.
In order to get your Medicare card, you got to give back your license. Yo, right, like bro. That's fire. That's fire, right?
That's a great idea.
Like, yo,
yo, is
Medicare,
this a Republican podcast?
Nah, it's not.
Nah.
It's
not. Yo. Cisco was on last week.
What is Cisco? What
yo,
is
this? You didn't hear it yet.
Yeah. I'm listening. Yeah.
It's crazy that you had our podcast and you ain't listened to the last podcast. It's offensive, actually.
It's kind of offensive. But
I get
like,
it.
We should
man,
stop
I get it.
Everything and just listen
nah,
together. Right.
I like it because when I see the listens, like if. I'll see a listen for the newest podcast, but then I'll see all the older ones going up also at the same time. So I'm like, oh shit! Like people are going back and listening to the old shit.
Yeah, people tuned in.
I'm cool with that.
I love this shit.
Keep listening to the old shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I love this shit. Yo, did you ever do those reviews on the crack pipes? Because
I didn't. There was only one review, and somebody said they were great.
Oh, all right.
They were great crack pipes.
Yo, they sell crack pipes on Amazon, bro.
Really?
Jeff Bezos is wildin'.
Oh, he's the GOAT.
He's about to go in space, son. I hope they keep him up there, bro. He's Lex Luthor, for real.
He sued his wife's brother.
That's fine.
His girlfriend's brother. He just sued her.
For
just like maybe 20,000.
His current girlfriend's brother? For what?
Slander or something like that.
Yo, that's fire,
bro. It's not because he need the money. It's basically saying...
Now you need to figure out how to pay.
Figure
me.
It out, stupid. Yeah, because I guess he was hiding money over a lawsuit, and he found out. Bezos needs nothing.
Oh no,
nothing.
He's good.
So he's suing just to like put his balls on your face, like just say, "Hey, take these."
That's fire.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
yo, rich people got fuck you money.
Nah, he's not rich, bro. He's wealthy.
Oh
that's
no,
different.
He's past the rich.
He's just there.
He's powerful.
I like when I see those videos where they're like, yo, he's so rich, he could spend $1 million for the rest of his life, like a day, and he'll still have whatever, whatever at the age of 89. I love videos.
That shit's crazy to me, bro. I need that amount of money. Wow.
Just literally being able to do anything.
You're not going to.
I'll be okay.
You're going to use it.
Let me struggle with that problem, man. You know what I mean? Like, let me have that problem.
You know what the issue with that is? When you have that much money, then nothing is never good enough for you.
That's true. That's right? Why all these. That's why they all weird, yo.
Value the simple stuff because
bro.
You can afford everything.
Nah,
know,
man.
Because when you look at shit and you're like, all right, I got a Lamborghini, but this shit ain't fast enough.
Yeah, but
I need something faster.
Look at
like
rich people, like they're walking around with like $5 slides on. Like,
oh, they don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
They never untie their shoes. They always got the dirty New Balance, like the lawn.
Exactly.
I just cut the lawn. Like,
I never tie my shoes either, though. Them shits get tired from the beginning.
But I'm just telling you, I'm just real saying, white guys.
Real, okay.
Real ones.
Specify,
real ones.
Specify that.
Because if you walk in the city, you'll be probably walking around next to like a multi-millionaire.
And have no idea.
You have no idea.
But that substitute for like the other weird ass shit that they do. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh yeah,
fam, sex is not is regular for them. So they need to up the ante. So they start biting people, start doing wild shit that they get caught up in.
Bill Cosby.
Years later, Bill Cosby shit, Army Hammer shit. R. Kelly
y'all
shit.
Y'all watched Smallville before? Y'all ever seen that series, Smallville?
Yeah.
Remember the best friend, little...
Allison Mack.
Yeah, she just got caught for, like, trafficking little girls. That's ridiculous.
Bro, they had a whole sex cult.
Yes. And she only got 3 years.
She got 3 years,
Bill
bro.
Cosby
and she was like, grooming young girls. For the sex
like
cult,
rape,
bro.
So she basically was doing some fucking
like
Handmaid's Tale shit.
Basically grooming them for like the big guy. And he was fucking
all of
them, bro.
And all she did was get 3 years and send out a public apology.
Yep.
But, you know what I mean? So we crucifying Bill Cosby.
Well, he's been raping people for the last 50
is
years,
it
bro.
Rape? I don't know.
Jesus loves the little children.
Yeah,
that's
like,
wild.
Like,
what's the timestamp
like,
on this?
Children,
what's the difference?
Children and...
Nah, fam.
And one of the actresses?
Bruh. It's
a little bit different. I'm sorry.
He was drugging chicks and raping them. He admitted to it in his deposition.
But listen, you know who else admits to it? Every fucking rap artist after 2019, 18.
Say that again, please.
Like Lil Wayne.
Oh no, that's a fact. No, that's
all the seizures he's been through. But all these other young kids is like, I want that too.
Yeah, exactly.
So, no, that's a fact. That's like
so. Bill Cosby was just trying to make artists.
That's
maybe.
Like the
Rick Ross. We don't know what Bill Cosby's agenda was.
The Rick Ross episode. What was it? The lyric. Put Molly all in champagne. She didn't even know it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But that's based off facts. Yeah, but that's what Cosby was doing, bro. He was throwing pills and quaaludes.
From what they're saying now, but like
no, from what he admitted to.
25 years and then
he admitted to it. He admitted to this.
I'm assuming you grew up on that show.
Is this true?
He admitted to it. Listen, this is what happened.
It hurts. It's deep. It hurts.
Yeah, because you can't cancel a show that actually showed black excellence. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but you know what cancels black excellence? When you're fucking drugging people and raping them, that cancels.
You mean
black
to tell
excellence.
Me this he man right here, Bill Cosby? He had a full face. He had a full head of hair.
Yeah.
Successful. He had to drug these women.
Absolutely. Fam, listen to what I just said. Famous and rich people, they not on the regular shit, bro. Yo. It's not about the regular shit no more.
It's about the power and how they can force it upon you.
Basically, he just said about, did he have to do that because he had a full head of hair, means that if I was to ever get put on, since I'm bald, I ain't getting no Hollywood ass. I have to drug people. That's what he said.
I'm with you, though, brother. I
mean, oh, shit.
It's what it is.
That's wild.
Nah, man. He admitted to it. But the deal he cut was that he won't be tried for it. He admitted to it in the deposition, and that's what they prosecuted him on. And
yo, OJ,
that's why.
So every woman that came up is a real claim?
Probably not.
Yeah, because you know how probably it starts. Not. Like one person says something, yeah, and I don't know. It's like, oh yeah,
it
he
only takes
me
one
last
of them
week.
To be a real one, though. Yeah.
Probably not, but check this out. If you have 75 women,
I'm saying it's crazy.
But if you have 75 women saying you did something,
yeah,
what are the odds that none of
a
them
lot
are
of
true?
Women are. So
you
if
feel
you
what I'm saying,
I would agree with that.
That's a lot of women to come up and say something.
So,
right?
But how many? You also got to look at the other facts around it. Like, you know, it's.
I'm scared of what he's
saying. No, I'm trying not to. I'm trying to word it the right way. But
okay.
I'm just saying other white men have done worse crimes.
Yeah.
Of
course. They're getting them too.
Trialed the same way.
But
man,
I don't
Harvey
think this
Weinstein
is a black white thing. This is a rape
Harvey Weinstein
thing.
Has
Harvey Weinstein is going to die in jail, bro.
With steak, eggs, and living royalty. Like those. I mean, he's chilling right now.
He's not chilling.
Though. He's chilling right now.
That man can barely walk, B.
Exactly.
He can barely walk.
I think that's bullshit, too, because
he
went in and he came out for the arraignment, like, for the next, and I don't know.
Well, so did Cosby. So did Cosby.
Yeah. So did who?
So did Cosby.
Don't talk
Cosby.
About
but
Cosby.
But this is really
fucking
not.
Lose his mind.
Now,
bro.
When it comes to powerful people, it's really not a black-white thing, bro.
Well,
it's
yeah,
no, it's a power shit.
Exactly.
You know?
I agree. So I'm not.
Because look what they did to Armie Hammer. You seen what Armie Hammer was doing? He's you know the baking soda, Arm & Hammer?
That's what I thought you
so
were saying.
So he's the heir to that. Like his grandfather created that.
Okay.
And he's an actor.
He was wilding.
He was biting girls, like taking their flesh off of them, bro.
Oh, my man.
Like he was wilding. Listen, if it's consensual, it's all good.
No,
but like he was abusing people.
That's wild, bro.
If it's consensual, I don't think.
Fam, if that's what you and her like, or you and they like, whatever.
Bro, how you show up to work like with just skin missing? Like
I'm saying,
you know, my man's a little crazy.
Yeah, he was wilding, bro.
Yeah,
he was wilding.
Listen, I'm so big on consent, and it's so important. Like I took my daughters to a water park,
okay,
and right, and I'm in the pool. There's this Hispanic kid. He's on the float.
Oh,
if you're a big guy, you know, trying to get up on these bouncy houses in the water is almost impossible.
Oh, definitely.
So I'm like, I see this little girl struggling. And me thinking, I'm really thinking I should help her. But I'm like, yo, he's up there already. So, hey, you want to help her? And he really goes, hey, girl, can I help you? And it was big because
you know, got to though.
No, yeah,
it's but it's so big.
I still wouldn't have done it.
He wasn't older than 12, and it's that was like so crazy.
They put that in his head already.
Yeah,
his
it's
pants.
Like yo, the level you have to consent, and I yeah. thought that was amazing. I was like, that's respectful.
I thought you though. Were gonna say that he just randomly grabbed the little girl.
No,
and
he didn't. But yeah,
no,
he
I'm
didn't.
Talking about you. I thought you helped out like
yeah.
that.
Then but in I'm my like, mind, I'm like, oh, let me help you. I might
but
have it, done
it's
it.
That it's that one of those things that you don't even think about. You see a little exactly. kid struggling, and you're like, oh, let me help. But then it looks like, crazy. It could go left.
Then
person.
The father comes out of left and smacks the shit out of him.
And then you type, but then you go, well, I guess, right? Like,
you get smacked, and you be like, but did he have consent to hit me? Because I never, I didn't
I consent to that.
Oh, my God.
No, that's true.
Consent is there. It's
that's wild.
Especially now. So yeah, how do y'all feel about the like these actors and artists they having these non-disclosure agreements and like
I get it.
It's important, right? At this point,
yeah. Nah, it's mad important because people do go out there and make shit up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They trying to come for your fame. They'll get famous instantly. I get
Who's
it.
Those, this week, those two Nickelodeon artists or Disney Channel.
Yo,
actors
a dude
got,
from what? Disney Channel.
The dude, one of them admitted it in trial. Like so he said, he pled
guilty.
Oh, that's
Drake from Drake and Josh
exactly,
and Drake
yeah.
from the Nickelodeon
he
show.
Pled, he pled guilty.
He pled guilty to talking to minors.
That's
and then
wild.
Another guy from another Nickelodeon show,
like,
from
inappropriate
a Disney show.
Pitches
he was
to
sending inappropriate
to minors.
Pitches. That's like the 10th
I think if you
Disney
work for
and
Disney,
Nickelodeon
the
shit.
Inappropriate pitches is anything other than Mickey Mouse. Like, who the fuck else? What else you
yeah,
send?
Exactly.
You shouldn't send nothing that's not Mickey Mouse.
Yo, maybe it's Mickey without the red pants on.
Yeah, no, that's not good. Oh, no. Oh, boy.
You gotta be
Mickey with his mouse control out is not cool.
It's like, oh no, come help me with my pants. Like, oh, yo. And then you hype, you like, yo, pants. Mickey wants me to help him, yo. I gotta help him.
Yeah.
Did he ask for consent?
Nah, that's crazy. All them child stars, man, they all fucked up, bro.
Yeah,
look at
man.
Look what happened to Britney, too.
I think the fame comes too early. They don't know how to, like, break it down. And you don't have a life. Everything just kind of gets
everything
swallowed in
fame,
one.
Fame comes too early. Like you say, you don't have a life anymore. You don't have a childhood anymore. And then your parents become fucking mooches off of you. And all they want is bread from you.
You can't even do, like, the bare minimum. You can't even go shopping by yourself. You can't just buy like,
exactly.
Everything.
You have no peace of mind.
That shit as well. Reality. But you'll take that for the money, right? Ruben's like, I don't give a fuck. Right? Just walk through crowds. Like, everybody touch him, and it's like, it don't even count. Like,
it don't
he's just
me.
Looking straight. They're like, oh my God, he looked at me. No, he didn't.
I don't think Ruben could be famous, yeah.
Why
no?
Not?
I think you would not like the attention. The attention is crazy.
It's I don't like the attention. Bro, I'd be in and out of Uber black cars all day. Nobody would know where the fuck I'm at.
Nah, fam.
Nah,
they somehow
find
you,
bro. Find
they
you,
find
bro. I saw a video the other day of Justin Bieber getting out of, like, his car. And he lives in, I guess he lives in Manhattan. He has like a house or a penthouse, whatever. And there was like fans outside of his building. And he stopped and told them, like, I don't mind like y'all waiting outside of places, but not here. Like, not where I live.
Because that is,
he was like, this is my home. Like, I come here to rest.
That's crazy, yo.
Yeah, I've seen that one, yep. And I agree with it.
Like, you ever been on like Twitter or Reddit and seen like how they just do the fucking science and find out where celebrities are? Just from like a photo they posted,
they'll see like some stop
crazy.
Sign. They're like, there's only one stop sign.
Yeah,
that
they're like, yo, that's
that.
The stop sign by Tremont and Mapes.
Wow,
let's get him. He's at the Boyo. Let's get him.
Are y'all ready for that fame? I feel like
nah.
I'm easily annoyed too, so I don't know. But I need that. I need
I'm
that.
I'm gonna
bread.
Be like Kanye.
I'm
gonna punch people.
My mom's
I
life
can't do
a
it.
Bit,
yeah,
you know
I'll take that bread for that.
I'll take the bread for. Listen, if
but we say that not having ever been famous, so like for us that's a big thing. Like, so we might not mind it. But
enough.
I guess these people are just tired of it.
Yeah, that's years of it. Justin Bieber, we seen him as a little kid with the little bowl haircut. And look at him now.
And he was singing some crazy songs.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Word.
Yeah,
they canceled.
Yeah.
They tried.
They definitely tried.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
But, you know.
Yeah.
They were like, he's not white. He's Canadian. He gets a pass.
Yeah,
that is
Drake,
the pass
Canadian,
that they get him.
Canadian,
that is the pass
there.
That they gave him.
Yeah, definitely.
That he was Canadian. Nice. He doesn't know the American history.
He doesn't
of slavery.
Know that you can't use.
It's like,
the
nah, he knows. He knows. He knows.
School's different in Canada. You can
like,
use the
not.
N-word there. That's wild. Bro.
Nah, he was wild.
Yeah.
They did try to cancel him.
One less note.
I mean, I don't feel like, I don't feel like you can't cancel anybody, and nobody gets canceled. You can stop people's bread a little bit, but
You said that
nobody's canceled, bro.
Nah,
everybody can still do their thing.
It just gives you a hard time.
Everybody still has. Look at Bill Cosby. He's not canceled, bro. They're still.
You think they're gonna bring back the show?
He's still gonna bring back his show. That's
that doesn't matter. He still got 50% of his.
He's really upset. They still about got 50%.
You own the season, bro. Like on VHS or some shit.
I would be devastated if something came out about Will Smith.
Oh shit, me too. Though.
Well, it did come out. You know what came out? He's a cuck. He's a fucking cuck.
That's like, but that's so normal in Hollywood.
That's
normal.
Wild normal in Hollywood.
That is.
But still,
everybody's a Mr. Smith.
I don't think he's watching Jada get bust.
Get beat down.
Probably. Yeah, I'm just thinking they have their own little.
Separate.
Yeah, because, yeah, that's crazy.
They don't even like each other, bro.
Did you watch
They don't even like each other, B.
That was so crazy.
Nah, I couldn't. It's so uncomfortable, son. You seen his face?
Yeah, he looked like.
That's crazy.
He looked like, yo,
He's sitting there watching the love of his life talking about fucking someone else, bro. Yeah,
that's wild.
Talking about an entanglement. That's crazy.
That's wild.
That red table would have been flipped, bro.
You know, he was holding. You could see it in his
eyes. That's crazy.
I've never seen Will Smith that stressed in his life.
The last time I seen him stressed was when he met his pops on the fucking Fresh Prince. Yeah. The last time.
Yeah, exactly. That's
never saw 7 pounds.
Yo!
Yeah. He was stressing that bitch too, bro. That whole movie was stressed.
Yeah. Nah, but like, Bill Cosby still got 50% of his fan base.
Damn, 50?
He still got 50% of his fan base. There's still 50% of people that are going to support him. Guarantee he can go and he can write a book. He can do anything. So he's you don't cancel. Fam, R. Kelly, we've known that he's been raping people for... We know that he's been raping people for mad long, and R. Kelly was out in Africa doing shows, bro.
So we can't.
No one cares.
So he didn't rape.
That was
Africa.
Robert. I don't think that wasn't R. Kelly. That was Robert.
Oh,
not when the music he was writing. R. Kelly. Not when the music he was writing.
Man, you defended R. Kelly and Bill Cosby.
I'm listening to his moves. I'm not mute. I'm not.
Oh, I'm not. Nah, if you listen
he's
to the music, that's on you.
Like, no,
yeah,
he's
that's
a,
whatever.
He's an asshole.
I don't really
if
care
it
about
comes
that.
On in a, and I'm in a place I'm not I don't play it in my car.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you're
if
not
it comes on, I catch myself nodding and then
I mean
step,
it's classic
step,
fucking
I'll
music.
Do that. You know
it
mean?
Is classic music.
It's classic, but I'm not just playing it, but
so they're not playing that at weddings no more? The stuff
nah,
side
nah,
to
nah,
side.
Did you play it at yours?
You can't play it at a wedding. You can't play
it
at a wedding. Just stick
yeah,
to the electric slide.
Everybody's yeah, gonna look around and be like, what the fuck
is it
wrong
okay?
With
like everybody's looking, you know what I mean?
You stick to for black weddings, it's the electric slide. For Spanish weddings, it's suavemente.
Oh,
for suavemente? White weddings, it's shout.
It's what?
Shout. Or Sweet Caroline.
Oh my god.
Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline. That's the dances.
You gotta just yeah. It's definitely suavemente for
suavemente.
Spanish.
I don't think but electric slide is definitely black culture now. Is that even a black artist that made that song?
I don't even know.
It is now.
Does anybody know?
It doesn't even matter, right?
It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, right.
It's
too
one,
deep
right?
into culture. We can't cancel that.
Right like, foot, let's stop.
But yeah,
right
but,
foot,
but
let's
what
stop.
What happens if he comes out and he was a rapist?
Who?
Or a molester or something like that.
So then we got
the dude that did
like,
the electric slide?
The
then
electric
everybody's
slide?
Dancing.
I mean, we got
Mente.
Like 50 years of music.
Is happening. Yeah, huh?
We got like 50 years of great music that we could switch it up.
Yeah, what's the other one?
Cha-cha
slide.
Yeah.
I know the cha-cha slide.
I mean, James Brown was beaten.
No, the electric slide is the cha-cha slide without all of the rhythm.
Oh,
and the other one was.
Well, when I tried, I was fucking that up bad. That's not that. See, now I'm confused.
That's the other one.
And then they got the from the suavemente one.
Then they got the wobble baby.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that at all.
Yeah, I love that shit.
That's more new school though, right?
That's newer. Yeah, that's like that was 2000s. 2000s.
You gotta have 20,000 subscribers on TikTok to know how to do that. That's what it is.
But suavemente, it's no real. It's just salsa.
It's just a song. Yeah, it's
but it's the song.
It's the song. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's the song.
Absolutely. You know my favorite salsa song?
It's the only salsa song.
What's that one? But Mark
fam,
Anthony?
I was just about to say the Mark Anthony song is the only salsa song that black people know.
I love that song.
And
it makes me feel good in my soul.
Yo, every black and they sing it just like that. Yo, because the song is fire.
Like, yo, that don't got words.
That shit has no rhythm. Then it be like la 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 la.
I know that part. La 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 la.
Oh shit!
That's mad funny.
Yo, that's mad funny. What else we got, B? You got a lot of shit
There's
on
There's a lot of shit on here.
Oh, wait. Before, listen, I took the train for the first time in, like, that long.
Hold on. Can listen, you get applaud for that?
Yeah, I took the fucking train.
Hold Why?
On. Hold on. I work on the train, and I will not take the train. That's how bad it is.
Fam.
I don't do it either.
It's COVID?
I haven't done it in a while.
It's COVID? They're doing Showtime, yo.
Like the flips? And the,
they're fucking, no. Yo, they're dancing on the train, B.
I know the dance already.
Well, what is it?
I had
and
one,
they're not even
I had a
doing
guy
shit.
Knock on my door today, because I work as a conductor. I had an Asian guy knock on my door and said, can you tell these guys to stop? They're soliciting money. And I'm looking at them like, I'm making an announcement. I mean, at this point, hey, guys, it's illegal to do this and this and this and this. And
they don't give a shit.
They were like, suck my dick, my nigga. Suck my dick.
New York is crazy.
Yo, let me tell you. One time, Tiara and I were on the we got the train on like 86, and he was conducting the train.
Oh, word.
And he saw us get on, so he's doing the announcement, and then he said something about me on the announcement. I was like, "Oh shit, that's fucking Jamel."
That's fucking hilarious. That's
I didn't know.
I
you
don't
did,
know.
But yeah,
you're not really the dude that raps, about. Right?
No.
Oh, nah. Jesus Christ is fucking racist.
You know, you're not the rapper conductor. No, I'm not.
Are you friends with him?
I've never
done
in my life.
So. He don't
want to. Sounds crazy, right?
He's
like,
on the six line.
He's on the six line?
Yeah, yeah.
I've gotten on the train with him, and he was the conductor.
I have videos of that shit. He's like, and you could switch to the two and the three. He has some freeway flow going.
What?
Yo,
I never got to hear him. And they didn't cancel him.
Nah, good for us.
I'm
going
to tell you,
he's
the first time I was on the 6 train, I'm new, right? Because, you know, but I'm still from the hood. So we get to Hunts Point Avenue. You know what Hunts Point Avenue means to me.
Yeah.
That's to us. You know what it is.
Yeah, the horse.
Right? Yeah, right? So then it's Hunts Point Avenue. Then we get to the next stop is Longwood. I said, pause. I said, next stop, Longwood Avenue, pause. I'm like,
you said that over the thing? Yo, that's so funny,
son.
That was
the first time, like, pause. Like, what's going on?
Dude, that's bad funny.
Like, I'm like, I gotta be stopped. And then I grew up eventually.
That's bad funny.
He got a sign inside his little booth that says, don't say pause after Longwood.
That's wild funny. Yo, one time we was on the train and shit was, it was kind of packed. And the dudes came on to do Showtime. And I was standing right in the middle. So I was holding a pole. Pause. If applicable,
you have to. It's July 1st. No homo.
Oh yeah. No homo's over.
Homo's back
we
in effect.
We out of prime.
Pause is back in effect.
That's fact.
And the dude asked me. He was like, "Oh, can you move to the side?" And I was like, "No, bro."
Oh, to do the Showtime.
Yeah,
thing?
I was like, "No." Yeah. He's like, "Yo, but can you play?" And I was like, "Fam, you shouldn't dance. This is not a dance studio." He did, but I'm not moving.
I would smack the shit out of you if I was that Showtime guy.
I agree with you. I would probably.
For what?
Yo, I'm trying to make money. Like, you know, this is a New York thing.
They could be robbing and killing, but instead they're doing backflips.
Okay, I understand. Okay, so they could be robbing. They could be robbing and killing, and
backflip.
They could be robbing and killing. Instead, they want to fucking annoy New Yorkers.
Is that what that they're shit, doing is first, also illegal.
Yeah, like, but they're not even. But they're not. They don't. They can't even dance, B. They just flipping this shit.
Listen, that
can you flip?
Yeah,
yeah, in the water.
Yeah,
the fuck.
And you still get a lot of water in your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so what though?
Absolutely.
So what?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Man. Fuck
no,
this.
It's annoying, but I'm on a train for freaking 8 hours. So whenever I see it, I'm actually happy.
No, yo, I never.
Crazy, is that your checkpoint?
You're I never knew somebody that worked in the MTA. Where the fuck do you pee and when?
Oh, so wait, you gotta hold it until you get to stop. You can stop it in the middle of the station. So recently, maybe a couple, like a month ago, I'm leaving
so
South
intrigued.
Ferry.
Yo, because I always thought about that shit. I pee a lot, bro. That wouldn't be the job for me. I would have
no,
to have
is that
a bucket.
You would be fired because you'd be late.
There'd be mad train delays.
Who left all these airhead rappers on the floor?
If you have to do it, I couldn't. I left South Ferry. I'm on a one train, and my stomach is going, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm not gonna make this. And I said, I called the control center on the radio. I said, hey, I need to take a comfort, and I stopped the trains, the one trains, for at least 15 minutes because I had to take a shit.
Yo, that's
and
crazy.
Is that so?
Yo,
that
so you control the fucking.
That does not. That's not a normal thing.
No. What I mean is, you know how they'd be like, oh, we have
train delays. And stuff?
Is that somebody taking a shit?
No. That is the customers that always want to hold the doors.
Oh.
Thinking they're helping everybody, but it's not. First of all, rush hour, there's trains every 3 to 5 minutes. You don't need to hold the doors, but you're so paranoid, holding doors, but you're causing delays. It's crazy.
Oh, that's right, because then the other trains backed up. I never thought about that shit.
Or then we got crackheads and fiends.
Jumping in the train track.
Yo, I love New York because you could be going through some crazy shit and be suicidal and then jump on the train tracks. And someone's like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you, my guy? I gotta go to work, B. What the fuck is wrong with this dumbass motherfucker? Exactly. You ever seen those videos when they're like, yo, you stupid ass motherfucker?
And it's so true. It's so true.
Kill yourself on your own time.
Someone said that. I'm like...
Yo, you gotta get to work, B.
But we don't come from a soft place. Like, you don't gotta fight in the street, but your mouth is ready for whatever is about to come. Yo, that's New York. Yo, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, yo.
Oh, shit. Disclaimer. You can tell it's July.
Yo, hold up.
That was wild. Crazy. Damn, your mouth's ready for whatever to come. Wow. Not that way.
Shit.
But whatever to them and they.
Yo, that was crazy.
Y'all threw me off. I don't even know what I was gonna say.
Yo, it don't even matter.
I think that's what you was gonna say.
What?
Just that part. That's where it stopped.
That was intense.
That's fucked up. I really lost train of thought. That was like extra.
Damn, my fault, extra. Bro. My fault.
No homo.
Damn, you put him on blast.
No homo.
Oh shit.
Put him on blast.
Shit. What we got next, bro?
Yo, that's wild. Yo, Lil Kim versus Nicki Minaj.
In a what?
In a versus.
Lil Kim, probably.
Would win.
For me, because that's the type of music I like.
So I feel like because of like social media and all that, I think Nicki Minaj, if it's like 10 songs, biggest hits back to back, I think Nicki wins that.
Nowhere
easily.
Near. No.
You know,
no? it's only 10 songs.
I disagree.
Lil Kim got it.
I disagree because Nicki Minaj's music hasn't aged well. So like, while it was fire at the time, I listen. Like, if it passes me, it doesn't sound good.
But I feel like,
tell me a Nicki Minaj song, Gil.
That's off fire. Still,
I don't even know this.
Tell me a Lil Kim song.
You gonna say Anaconda?
He was waiting for one of us to say something.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
wild.
That's a horrible song.
No, Lil Kim got mad.
I don't know why I thought Nicki Minaj would just clearly just win that.
Well, the fans will say, oh, Nicki Minaj, because her fan base is insane. Yo, one time I made a joke about Nicki Minaj. She did some verse and it was trash, and I put, this is Nicki fans right now, and it was Oscar the Grouch, and it said, I love trash.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, they sent me death threats, bro. Wow.
Thank God you
didn't. In my DMs. They was telling me I should kill myself. Like, they were like, yo, fuck your family. They was wild, son. But I was answering every single one of them with mad jokes.
They didn't know who they was fucking with, right?
That shit was so funny, son. Because, you know, that shit was fun. Because it's mad people with no pictures. It'd be a picture of Nicki Minaj, and it's like, I'm like, is that you, Nicki? Like,
is that you?
You gotta relax.
Sure. That's wild.
But nah, her fans is crazy.
But you know that'll never happen. The whole Nicki, Little Kim, that's never gonna happen. They asked Little Kim, and that's what she said she would wanna.
I'm actually fucking sick of Versus.
Me too.
I don't like
it. The sweatshirt was alright yesterday.
It was entertaining, but like, I don't like the new format. I liked when they were, the best one, I like the Jada and Fab one.
That was
there was no audience. It was them two with their DJs, and then they was rocking out together.
Yeah. Did y'all watch the Bow Wow one?
I didn't watch Bow Wow.
I missed it.
I didn't watch it either.
I heard Soulja Boy played the same song three times
with three different versions of the same song. Cheating.
See, because he doesn't have songs.
Yo, yeah, apparently he creates everything that happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
He kind of does, though. He has the facts. He has the receipts.
Listen.
He created this type of era of like
of the music,
the TikTok music, where you make songs for social media, like not songs that you listen to in your headphones going to work,
but that
gets
stuck in your head,
but
and you can't fucking
songs that you're posting videos for and all that stupid shit. He invented FaceTime.
Definitely one of the pioneers.
Yeah,
he kissed me through the phone.
I heard about that.
And then Steve Jobs saw it and was like, "Yo, FaceTime,
taking it, not giving him no royalties."
Big facts. Damn. That's probably exactly what happened too.
Yeah, he ain't getting.
Yeah, I don't like the new format. I don't like that it's in a crowd. I don't like that they're making them perform. Like, yo, Bobby Brown sounds like shit. Keith, he should not be singing.
Keith Sweat sounded like shit too.
Yo, but Keith Sweat can't sing, B. Like, he never could sing. It's definitely not. He's just harmonizing. Yeah. Yeah, he's just harmonizing.
It's all nasal.
Yeah.
I want to sing. I want to show you. Yeah. Don't lie to me.
Don't be afraid.
Yo, yeah, Ruben, you never heard that song point, in your life, right?
Y'all just singing to each other. And yo, yeah, so I have heard that song.
Oh, you've heard Nobody.
I have that. What songs
do you listen to, Ruben?
I don't know. Apparently, I listen to Coldplay. To this
Coldplay and YouTube.
I listen to a lot of Bad Bunny.
It's the way he dressed. I got the Coldplay vibe. The YouTube. I have the leather book bag.
It's very hard to tell what kind of music I listen to.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
It is, because when I asked you if you ever heard Whoa by Black Rob, you was like, who's Black Rob? And I was like, that's fucking crazy to me, yo.
I would just whatever, fuck music. I don't know.
I get it.
So, that's why I posted.
I like what I like.
You gonna say fuck Black Rob? But I mean,
nah. Why would I say that? That's crazy.
He died. He died like a week after DMX.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to DMX.
Not Black Rob. Jesus. He's like, man, that's crazy. R.I.P. DMX. Silence. Yeah,
DMX.
I mean, yeah, DMX is DMX. But you know, I feel like, and I'm sure we've spoken about this, you know, DMX been preaching since he came out, like in pain. This guy was like screaming for like help.
Help.
Man. I would think DMX is like, all right now, right? Like I'm better off. This is what I wanted. Like, because, damn, if there was someone that I had to guess probably went to heaven, it's DMX, even though he did mad fucked up shit.
But what did he really do?
Oh, but I don't know.
You know, like, to get whatever he really, you know, unfortunately, he was really harming himself all these years, you know?
He wasn't harming no one else. He wasn't.
Yeah, he was kind of doing.
No, but I'm talking about coming up DMX, robbing people in the street.
No, but that. What must I show you to show you this shit is real? You know what I'm saying? Shit was real out there, man.
If someone robs you talking like that, you just give up the money.
Yeah, and he had always had two dogs with him.
Yeah, like, yo, even if your gun is fake, and I know, I'm like, yo, here, bro.
He's like, hey, yo, money.
You don't even need a gun. Hey, don't give me your money. I'm
like, yo, all right.
He's like, hey, yo, fam, what size shoes you with? Yo, size sheep here. Here you go. Like, damn. You heard about, yo, speaking of idiots. Did you hear about that shit with Pusha-T?
Who is this guy?
Yo, I've never heard of him before this.
I think he's a rapper.
Fucking weirdo rapper. Remember I told you, I don't listen to... I can't listen to your song if your name is terrible. Pusha-T. Your name is Pusha-T.
So apparently he like...
He shiesty with his shit.
He talks about everything that he does. He pretty much incriminates himself.
Fam, he robbed some shit. I don't know what he robbed, but they took like 40 grand or something like that.
He robbed somebody, right?
He
and then posted
somebody.
A picture of the money, and that's how they caught him, because the money, the serial number.
Yep. What a fucking idiot.
What a fucking idiot, bro.
The serial number that I guess the guy
posted robbed. Why wasn't he shiesty with what he posts on his fucking Instagram?
Fam.
Fucking idiot.
Yo, you, son, that's the curse of IG, bro. You have to post every single thing you do.
It would never happen to
that's
me.
That's crazy.
Like, if I was... robbing people, you would never know, because I would never post it. I barely post shit when I'm out, and the most is like in my story, like if I'm wearing some sneakers I like, and I'll that's it. But I'm not, yo, look at my food, what I'm about to eat, and yo, that shit is annoying. Like put the fucking phone down.
You know, post whatever, have fun, but like, yo, fam, to incriminate yourself, like
it's crazy.
That's crazy, yo. If you're doing criminal shit, you got to be smarter than that, bro.
It's that y'all don't think about I feel like we talk about the same stuff, fuck. But like I said, with the phones, bro, you put in your thumbprint and your retinal scan in your phone, and you in that same phone, you taking a picture of stolen items and posting them to the world.
To the world,
like you, man. I feel like all of this shit is connected. Like you already gave your fingerprint, you got your retinal scan. If they have to get it from whoever, I'm sure they could get that shit
easily. Absolutely.
That shit is crazy. Wild. And then these dudes in the street, even the like not too long ago, the dude that tried to shoot homeboy next to the kids.
Yo.
I know y'all seen that video.
Yeah, that's crazy on Sheridan.
You fucking, it's like there's cameras on every fucking corner and y'all keep shooting each other. I seen a dude pull a gun out of them little purses Like, he unzipped, pulled the gun out. I'm like, bro, what
Yo,
the
my
fuck?
Issue is, too, like, there. You want to shoot people? Fam, learn how to shoot. He was a foot away from him.
Missing,
son.
That's crazy.
Like,
that's because they're going for headshots. With
nah, but he
guns.
Got him in the back.
Yeah, but
and could you
after he shot?
Nah, hold up. But
after
could
he
you
shot
say,
and then reloaded?
But could you say he doesn't know how to shoot,
fam?
Because he didn't shoot the kids; he shot him,
bro.
So it's
he
like
barely he get hit on the playground.
He barely. <That's>,
wow.
Yo, oh my
I'm sorry, but it's always like
oh
that.
My gosh.
That's
Yo,
wild.
That's oh some shit God. That happens. Little kid gets hit in the basketball court. It's always. It was even like that in Fresh, like.
Yo, Fresh was
yo,
crazy.
Bro, kids only get
and then,
hit.
Then the scene that's is funny. The basketball dribbling, like, away.
Oh, yeah.
Like, coming to a slow stop and hitting, like, the bench.
Exploding basketball, blood dripping. And it's like, yo, what happened? How this shit that happened over here?
And then all you hear is, day after day.
He knows that song, bro.
Yo, y'all gotta be stopped.
Yo, but it's always like that. I feel so bad. And that's why I have a friend who recently bought a house in PA, took his kids out the hood, and I'm like, yo, that's good. Because these kids can't even play in the park.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you play outside, and it's like some stupid shit happened. For some reason, it always goes down in the park where kids are. Like, I'm like, that's why these kids is in their room now. Like, it's you're probably better off. Because don't go to the park. They fucking shooting people accidentally.
Yes, it's messed up.
Damn, that's true. I never thought about it like that.
Yo.
I got beat up in the park. I told y'all the story. Yeah, in the fucking, yeah. You know. I got my ass whipped, bro. And my boy left me. Yeah. Son of a bitch.
I remember that's the same that's episode of the Metro Card.
Yeah.
Shit.
I got my ass whipped a couple of times in Crotona Park.
I avoided all that.
There was a lake in Crotona Park, right in the middle of Crotona Park. There's a huge lake. So I was there with my cousin, and these guys whooped our ass, took his sneakers, and threw them in the lake, bro.
That's fire.
They didn't even
just
take
no reason.
To steal
it was it was the 12s, B, black and red joints, brand new. They man. Took them shits.
That's
just
blue
that's
game.
Some
that's
like
last that, shot 12,
bro. That's hateful that's shit. And this was in the 90s, so this one they
oh,
like the
those are really
real retro shit, fam. That's man. Some hateful shit. Like you could have stole them
and took them.
They threw them shits in the lake. B.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
And I got
I'm
my
not
ass
gonna lie, if I was into like beating people up, that's what I would do.
Like, I'll make it difficult for you for the next 3 hours.
Yo.
Like, I would take your socks too. I would light them shits on fire. Like,
make them wear the sneakers without socks? Because that's torture.
Shoelaces. Yo, I picture this. Dude,
I would do little gravy shit like that, bro.
It was leaving them there on fire, like yeah. Yo, that's
yo,
wild,
that's
bro.
Wild, right? Yo, yeah. I remember in high school, bro. We would we would take the book bags and flip them inside out because you know how the gray book North Face had the gray interior. We would flip them inside out and draw dicks on it with like Sharpies.
Yo, what's the
yo, and
with
then like
dicks,
put it
yo.
Back
when you
know,
younger
bro.
Though drawing dicks was like
yo
why,
as a high school
huh?
student dicks
yo,
is your obsession.
I was drawing S's. I was drawing the graffiti S's. I was not drawing dicks.
You wasn't doing the Superman S with the three
trash,
lines.
Bro.
And
was
you wasn't.
Was you wasn't artistic.
You wasn't putting your dick on the paper and tracing it.
No. What did you expect to get out of me out of that?
Yo, you should have seen the way he looked at me, son. Like,
Rick was
never
using a post-it.
Oh, man.
Yo. Yo, wait, I missed that. He said tracing his own dick?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I asked if he did that. I didn't say that I did
but
that.
But you clearly did that.
No. Never
last time I did that, I had to use the science fair board.
All right. All right. All right. All right. Okay. You got to relax. Release the cracking.
Just relax. No. Never
oh,
did that,
shit.
Bro.
Yeah, we're going to need a fifth mic.
Yo,
oh, my God, bro. Yo, what else?
Damn.
Oh man,
fucking poo shiesty. Fucking idiot.
What a fucking idiot. And then people would be like, free him. No, man.
Let him go to trial and figure it out.
Like, not free him. Free him. You know, he did some stupid shit.
Yo, what's jokes with women?
Y'all know this.
In our... Go ahead, go.
When you joke with your girl or your wife or whoever, you just making fun of her just on some lighthearted shit. She has to go super hard afterwards.
When you say like, super hard, like
OD, like they can't take a joke without having to like take it overboard. Like you can't play fight with a chick because then she's gonna slap you for real, and then you like sitting there like an asshole. Like why you hit me?
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah, you'll say like a little joke, like yo, your head's mad frizzy, and she'll be like, "That's why you got a little dick." Like
exactly.
Like, yo, my nigga, it was cold.
It was cold. We were on whiskey.
She's like, it's always cold. But
she's like, that's that South Pole shit.
Yo, does South Pole even the South Pole even sell shit anymore?
I don't know, but they got a building in Jersey. They need to sponsor me.
Yo, start buying South Poles, huh? Yeah. Start buying South Pole.
We're in the Bronx. Yeah, those are definitely fireworks.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah. Fireworks. That shit's been going on since last week, 2 weeks ago.
They got leftovers from, what was the last holiday? Memorial Day?
For them, it was probably Eid, the end of Ramadan, on this block. Right. And they be fucking popping fireworks, and there's fucking, like, Christmas lights outside. Shit is crazy. And then at night, they come out to eat. Shit is wild. It's like fucking, you watch it like you're in a fucking episode of fucking... What's that zombie shit?
Walking Dead. Oh, man, what else we got, bro? Yo, Mel, what's up, man? What's up with you, bro? How's everything? I haven't seen you since, almost a year and a half, yeah, son.
Did we go to Dykeman last time? Last seen you? Might have been Dykeman. I don't know.
Yo, that was like 2019.
Yeah, definitely a long time, man.
Holy
so
shit.
So I haven't seen you since before that. Because you would see him way more often. I only saw you when I was with this dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn, man.
It was a while, man. I'm chilling.
How you feeling, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm just getting accustomed to this single life. That's about it. Just trying to deal with that. I
mean, how was the single life?
It's not as good as y'all guys, man.
I'm not single. Guys.
I know, I'm saying, because y'all married and in relationships. It's a beautiful
Nah, Gil's thing. Single, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Gil. Oh, y'all can go out together, son.
Welcome to this side.
I can't. I won't call it the dark side. I don't. Yeah,
it's a little
bit
brighter than.
I don't see myself like dating around. Like it's. I think I'm too old for it.
Dating is a lot. I signed up for like these dating websites.
I can't do it, bro.
It's like imagine saying, "Hey, how you doing?" 50,000 times. It's ridiculous. It's starting over. It's horrible.
You on Tinder?
You're I'm on Tinder. BLK.
What is that's BLK?
I'm assuming that stands for black.
My guy, exactly.
I'm good at this.
That stands for Brooklyn, sir. No, oh, well,
that's the black Tinder.
It stands for black. Yeah, it's a black website. Yeah, it's for dating. Yeah. I tried. Fire. Yeah.
So it wouldn't work for me if I post it. And be like, I'm too light skinned. There's too much sugar in that coffee, and that sounds wild.
Yeah, I don't know sugar usually means real sweet. So I'm,
yeah,
you know, a little cream, you mean, like a little light.
Yeah.
So how does that work? Like, is there a question? Like, are you black, or it's just like, based on your profile pic?
No. You just make a profile, and then.
But the assumption is you black.
For the most part,
there's have you come across
light
any
blacks? Let's say that.
Oh, okay. You come light across blacks. Any white women in there?
Yes.
Yo, don't say blacks, bro. That shit sounds crazy.
I said white.
Well, nah, he did.
Oh, blacks.
Wait. So what should I say?
I don't know.
Say black people.
I'm black.
He's black.
You can say whatever different. You want, bro.
You don't say that.
I'm not gonna.
And
say
I won't say it.
We won't say that shit.
Blacks is Nick.
Blacks sounds crazy.
It just sounds crazy. It sounds weird.
It sounds crazy.
Blacks.
We say whites. We say Jews.
Yeah, but you know,
blacks. I'm telling you, we sensitive now.
Right? No, it's like it can't
times
be
a change.
It's not sensitivity. It's just like
tone. Blacks, right?
like
you say blacks, right? But if I said blacks,
I actually felt empowered.
So wait, say that. So
it was
like
empowered.
So say blacks in a sentence. Because it's going to sound crazy.
It's not going to sound racist.
Like, yo, them blacks over there playing basketball. That sounds crazy to me. Crazy.
Don't ever say it again.
Don't say that again. Yeah,
nah.
That sounds crazy.
Blacks sound bad.
Black sounds, you're absolutely right. I won't say it. I mean,
I'm sure a white person runs that website, probably.
It's like BET, right? In a sense.
Everything gets gentrified. They probably taken the app.
So baby boys on the app?
Any crazy shit has happened since you've been single?
Oh, man. Yo, I went to a sex club.
Like a swingers club?
I guess.
I'm all ears, bro.
Fam, walk us through here. Walk us through the experience.
Man, I'm not about that life, and I had to figure it out. I just had to try it. You know what I mean? I went. It's a spot. I won't give the name out.
So I just want to know how this works. How does that work?
So you got a guest list.
Invite only. Yeah, I've seen these things.
Friday, the first day I went was a singles night, but everybody still goes with the couples. But guys are still there by themselves, so they pay like $100 to get in. The couples pay $75.
You get a discount.
Couples, because you're going as a couple. So what happens is, now downstairs is like a bar, a lounge, music, and cool stuff. And
music is popping?
Music is good. And then upstairs is like these private rooms, these public rooms. And I stayed away from those. But I end up going up and just say, that's what's going on here. And it's just creepy because you have these non-attractive people just standing around just like, looking like dog hounds. Like, they're just...
Jesus Christ.
Throw me a bone. Like,
you thought
like,
it was going to look like fucking Pornhub in there?
It was crazy. It was weird. So, single nights, I wouldn't recommend it for anybody that is trying to try just to go experience it. If you're going to go with your partner, go. You don't have to do anything. Like I said, everything is about consent. I didn't do anything. I just experienced it. And
I have questions, though. Is everyone, like, nude?
Nah.
That's how I'm picturing
it. It's a nightclub. It's just a nightclub upstairs.
It's a nightclub in a hotel.
They take
upstairs.
Your phone and shit away, right?
Nah. It's almost like an unwritten code that, you know, you're just not going to record. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You walk in, you don't want to be the one with your phone out doing this. Like, you know, you don't want to be that person.
You can feel it. You can read the room.
It's a BYOB, so you bring your own bottle.
Oh, that's fire.
But you leave the bottle at the bar, and then they serve you so they can monitor.
Okay, your consumption.
It's cool. So it's a real safe zone. It's a safe place. So I went with a friend, and I went upstairs, and then in the room there was this beautiful couple just going at it. So I walked in by accident. Then I came out. I said, you know what? Wait, I'm here. I walked back in. I said, hey, can me and my girl watch? And she was like, sure, but we just finished. Just stay right here. We'll be back. And then,
so this is just like rooms that you can watch?
What I'm trying to see. Yeah, so those are the private rooms. I just happened to walk in. And then there's rooms with doors open, and they do whatever they want to do. And It's intense.
I would have been like, I'll be back tomorrow.
Fam, if Jamel is not built for it,
what does that mean?
We ain't built for it.
We the ugly dude standing around.
We the bloodhounds. We like, oh man.
You're not one of those guys. Let's say that.
Anybody need mediocre dick?
I'm funny.
I got 9 inches of comedy. That shit sounds crazy. It sounds like the spot where you pick up chickens to kill them. Like, you just walk up to whatever you want. This is what I'll take.
How?
It sounds like a
vendetta. How'd you get there?
In my head is that you walk in and you look at the things and you're like, I want this. And you go and you grab it. You accidentally opened the door and you was like, hey, could I stay? And I don't, did you stay?
Are y'all uncomfortable to watch that stuff?
I've never been there either.
Like, I watch porn, but it's through a screen in the privacy of my own room.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I probably couldn't even watch. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't feel like that's too weird to watch.
I could probably watch it.
I could probably watch. I think it's weird being watched, if anything.
So I'm going to tell you how.
Because then you got to perform.
The next night, it was a couple's night, so...
You went
multiple nights.
Exactly. Back to back.
Yeah, I went back for second.
He got the season pass.
I went back for couple's night, which was actually way better, but then I'm sitting with my friend, and we have this super unattractive couple, like, just staring at us, licking their lips.
Oh, shit.
It's looking weird. I'm like, wait, first of all, no, it's not happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we have, next to us, we have this Jewish couple. One, the woman is dressed like she's, you know, this long dress, Mormonish, like, it's...
Yo, that's, what? I'm telling you, they nasty too,
and
then, son.
Yeah, and the guy, he had the, what's this called, the yarmulke?
Yeah, he got the curls and shit.
Fitted.
He didn't have the curls, but he was deaf. Did he? I'm trying to, he didn't have the
curls. He was getting in?
Yeah.
He was working his shit.
I mean, and all he's working out with...
Barber fucked his shit up, so he had to restart it?
Probably, that's why I'm getting the vibes. And he had this thing just hanging out, and...
When you say sting, I'm
on
assuming.
The dance floor.
Hold up. When you, first of all, the viewers can't see this, but you held your forearm out like if this motherfucker had a horse dick.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not what I meant.
That's how he describes the dick. That's not the weirdest thing.
By pulling his whole arm like that.
That's not even the weirdest thing. He said this man was out here naked on the dance
not
floor.
Not even
bro.
Naked. Just he had slacks Wait, on.
Oh, he was Winnie the Pooh.
He was Winnie the Pooh.
He had his slacks on. His thing was out. They came from one side of the floor. Came and sat next to in my vicinity, and then she sat on his thing, and they started going at. He's just. For like 3 seconds, and then they went upstairs. Like you could tell they were regulars. This is crazy.
Oh, this is like
it's not that, so bad, Ruben. He sat on her thing for like 3 seconds. Oh, man.
I don't feel that bad now.
Okay, I'm good. Yeah, I'm above average.
Yeah, it's an experience. It's an experience.
That's wild. Yo, would you go back?
I gotta think about that. I would go back. I didn't have a bad experience. But
it's just different.
Because I don't know if I could perform in front of all of these people. I'm not a porn star.
So you can't really just have it to yourself, like.
There's rooms that you can close the door. They ain't got no lock on it. It looked like they like.
Kicked in. So it's like messed up.
It looked like it was kicked in. Like the lock was broken. Like
as well.
It was weird. Yeah.
It was like fitting room, like fitting room doors.
Yeah.
Like that, like them bullshit doors that you like, this shit ain't stopping.
Barn doors?
Makeshift rooms. So the girl I went with, right? She goes, we go in the room, we go watch the couple, and she starts touching stuff. And she touches.
When you say touching stuff, what do you mean?
Touching stuff body. As in, if you're in a sex club and you see anything wet, do you touch it? No.
Yo.
She goes she was and touches it. She goes, she looks at her hand, she goes, ew, is this. She's like, oh, is this the oil I was using? I'm like, I was disgusted.
Oh, my God.
I was like.
She seems a little too.
Question, this is during COVID?
No, well, technically in a sense, but Jesus. Maybe a couple.
It changes everything.
Yeah, it changes. Maybe a couple months.
They're like, no condoms, but put your mask on, please. We don't want.
No. So that will be the, yeah, exactly. So a lot of the people, that they're going with their couples. So they're just going in raw, whatever it is. You know what I mean? So that was the,
in public,
yeah,
in private, public,
maybe. private,
because
yeah,
that's fucking nuts.
It's a lot, yeah.
That's it's wild, public, bro. But with a pass, like
public with a pass, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah, I'm from now on. I'm just gonna stay in my regular lounge, hookah lounges. But it was an experience.
Like I don't want to, like you don't want to be at a club and just some Jewish dude's dick. Yeah. It's just like out.
Exactly. Hey, it's up, like, dude? All right, buddy. Personal space now. Come on.
Yeah,
come
on. Curls, his dick got the curls on the side, and you're like, yo, what the fuck,
exactly,
me?
Exactly.
He still got the belt on.
And then there's this one cliche black guy, bald head, looked like he's out of jail.
Tim's on. Did he have a knee brace? Because I know who that is.
Wait. Yeah, Eddie. And the ladies was loving him, man. And
he was like the token black guy. The
they were like, oh, Pac's crazy like that. Yeah, he's flexing his shit.
He had a beat on.
He had a boa constrictor over his neck.
if it was a lot of clubs, he had one.
He had a wife beat on with no pants.
He's like, I want to touch my snake.
Definitely fit that description.
Which one, Zaddy? Which snake?
Yeah, it's intense.
That shit sounds crazy. That sounds like somewhere I don't think I'll ever be.
I knew somebody that went to one. And to be honest, the place you described, I think it's the same place. I forgot the name. If you name it after the podcast. It, nah, after.
I want it on this.
Oh, no, no, no. After the podcast.
I don't care neither.
After the podcast, if you name it, I'll probably realize the name. But yeah, she's experience? Mentioned the same shit. Some chick that used to work at my job.
What was years her experience?
Ago. Huh?
What was her experience?
She same said it was shit? The same. Yeah, but she actually used to like. Do things.
She used to partake.
Partake in it. Interesting.
That's wild.
You gotta be about that life.
That's a crazy
That's
life.
That's a scary thing.
That's a crazy life. That exists, life. Bro. That exists.
Like, there's people there right now. They're doing like, this? There's people there.
Just
there's
cooking. Cooking.
There's groups of the, like, there's, yeah, it's, a, wow. It's underground world. I'm telling you.
I just learned about this upside down pineapple thing. The Did you know that? About that?
Nah, what's what? That?
Yo, and I was on TikTok, and this shit kept coming up on my feed, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And there was this girl, she had, like, pineapple earrings, and she rotated it upside down, and then the caption was like, if you know, you know. So then I, like, I'm looking at the hashtags, and I click on the shit, and, like, one of the hashtags was pineapples. So I'm looking at all the videos that have pineapples upside down to see what the fuck it means. And apparently, if you're a swinger... And you're, like, in a supermarket, and you put the pineapple upside down in your shopping cart, that lets other couples know that you're a swinger.
Oh, wow. Shit.
What the
Yo,
fuck? That's what that means. And I was like, what
society,
the fuck?
All he acts is trust.
Yes. Wow.
Yo, that's
I was like,
crazy.
Holy shit.
That sounds like that weird shit that, like, people go through, and they're like, yo, like, if you see someone and they have a fucking unibrow, that means some wild shit. That sounds like some weird conspiracy shit.
Wild shit, man.
That's wild.
I don't keep my unibrow, so.
Oh, my shit is popping. I'm like Frida.
you're an artist, bro.
Yeah, Frida's a bit strong. That's a solid unibrow right there.
That's crazy. You got to take Gil with you next time, bro.
Nah, bro. I'm good with that.
Yeah, Gil.
I don't need to be looked at like that.
Nah. Oh, no, they're going to love you, Gil.
for sure.
Man, that's... Yeah. I'll tell jokes. Like, there's dicks out here tonight. Right?
Louis C.K. would love this place.
Or
one of the goats.
That's him now. Louis C.K. is one of the goats. Bro. Damn,
he's mad funny. He didn't get canceled. You see?
No, he did get canceled, bro.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he didn't.
This is what you do. This is what you do.
He was the same one that was jerking off on.
On chicks, yeah.
Yeah.
But this is what you do. You do some wild shit. This is what famous people do. They do some wild shit. They leave. You know, you don't hear from them for like a year. They come back. They apologize. And then they go on tour.
Chris D'Elia.
And then the tour.
Chris D'Elia popped back up out of nowhere with a baby.
Exactly. And now he has a Patreon and probably makes more money than he has in a while.
What's his Patreon?
This is like that's that new podcast network.
It's for like video content. And then you could do tiers. You know, people pay for your content.
Oh, okay. So this whole thing that's happening with
OnlyFans shit. OnlyFans. Yeah, they're going adultless. They're gonna
OnlyFans
stop.
Is like is actually the same exact thing as Patreon.
As Patreon,
bro.
So maybe the girls go over there. Ah.
Maybe but OnlyFans was created for like celebrities so that they could connect with their fans. They could DM their fans, and you know. And porn stars, they just like, yo, I'll show you this pussy for $10.
It's crazy because you hear OnlyFans and you immediately associate it with sex. And like,
absolutely.
But it's other shit there.
That's going to be hard for them to break out of. Like
The adult shit? Yeah. They're going to hide that shit on the other things, you know?
Yeah, fuck them out. What else are you going to pay for?
But I mean, why they care? Why do they care if it's so popular and people are paying money and they're getting
it's
a cut?
The public, though.
Yeah,
but
they're getting a huge
still
cut,
getting huge
like,
money for
I mean,
it.
Yeah. It's crazy,
but it's just destroying their brand. Even though it don't matter, all they care about
their
is
brand
money.
Is destroyed. Like, yeah, it doesn't
already,
matter.
They're making like bad. What's the Baha Bun Bunny, the white girl? Catch Me Outside,
Bad Bunny.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, she turned 18, and she did a OnlyFans.
Yeah,
I don't think
Barbie
she was showing
shit,
nothing.
Yeah.
She made. Millions.
Yeah, she made man.
Let me tell you, that's fucking disgusting, bro.
It's sick.
First of all, y'all was waiting for this girl to turn 18. Yo, that's some creepy shit.
Waiting for
us. They were trying to cash her inside, but they wanted to make sure that she was of age. Yo,
that's crazy.
What's wild about that whole shit is I'm drawing a blank. Yo. what I just said.
You're talking about bad Barbie or Barbie bad?
This is what I was going to say. How old are you, Jamel?
32.
I'm 36. You're
33.
I feel like if you went up to a girl, which you probably won't, you have daughters, so you probably won't, because if you could go up to a girl, you can tell that a girl's 17, 18, 19.
For the most part, but absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, if let's say it's from behind, I know girls' bodies are way more developed than when we were fucking 18, 19. Yeah. It's not the same. It was like one out of every five girls was big breasted, something like that. Like it wasn't. Like, now these kids are shaped way different. That sounds crazy, even me saying that. But you, can you date someone that young? 18, 19?
On my dating profile, no one under 25.
Yeah, that's my name. Perfect.
I don't want nobody under 25.
Yeah, because it's like, that's what.
What are y'all going to talk about?
Exactly.
Fucking Blue Clues.
What are y'all going to talk about?
Yo, the Coco Melon, I saw the season finale.
She's going to tell you how high school. She's going to tell you how a high school ceremony was.
Yo,
she's going to be like, yo, prom was lit.
Yo, I still have Pokemon cards from last generation.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's probably not even Pokemon, right? Doing TikTok. She's like, hey, you want to do a TikTok with me?
Yo, hold my phone.
It's not wrong, right? If you're 18 or whatever.
No, it's not wrong.
It's a personal
thing. But I got to look at you crazy, because what are you talking to this little girl about?
Yeah,
because
she's still a child.
What was the difference between her 17 yesterday, Friday, and then her 18 Saturday? What's the difference?
There's a lot of superstars that's like that. Even Marcus Houston, he's married to a girl.
Nasty, bro.
That just turned 18.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, so that means they were dating.
But he's been dating her for the longest. Yeah.
That's nasty, bro. That's crazy.
That's fucking gross. Like, you're a rapist, bro.
Her parents was okay with it or whatever.
Yeah, but the parents are crazy. The parents were okay with R. Kelly taking
the parents
all their
was like, he's
kids
a fucking.
That's all they
superstar.
Care about is
some,
it's famous like, people. It's like, oh, he has money type of shit.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up, bro.
We can curse me a podcast.
Yeah, you can fucking curse, fuck, bro. You can say whatever you want.
Imagine we were like an hour in.
Yo, you said it and your mic went red, son. Shit was like, chill.
Chill.
My mic was like, calm the fuck down, bro.
Yo.
It depends on how you say it. That's fucking hilarious.
Nah, it's true though. Every time I hear that shit, I'm like, yo, you sound crazy saying that shit.
That's wild, man. Where you get an orange cup from? I've never seen that in orange.
You came with that?
Yeah, definitely.
He came with his own cup.
Yeah,
came with it. Yo, what you
thought? You didn't know if your own plastic El Taco?
I was drinking.
You came from a barbecue?
Definitely a barbecue.
That's funny, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we won 117 in, bro.
117?
Yeah, man.
Y'all got any, you know what I hate? Jamel, you got any? No?
I'm going to listen to you guys.
I don't even have one, bro. That shit just randomly happens throughout the week, and then I forget.
I got a couple emails.
Oh, nice.
Nice. My you know what I hate real quick. I mentioned this to you. It's actually kind of a pet peeve. I hate when you asking a customer, at work, I'm jotting down first name, last name. Then I ask for an email, and they spell out their whole first and last name instead of saying first name, last name at gmail.com.
But what about if their email is really first name, last name?
Motherfucker, you don't. Yo, that's a fire ass password, right? First name, last name, address. It's like this dude spells out his whole name. So then I tell him, so your first name and your last name at G. And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, just say that. Like, I already have the details for your first. I could see if it's different, because some people would be like, oh, it's like my first name, but this goes there, and it's.
But the E is a three.
Yeah.
Yo, don't ever put the E as a three. I hate you.
The
if
E
you
is
do
a
that.
Three? That's, yo,
I
that's,
hate you if you do that.
That's girls that be like, he broke my heart with a H A R T.
It'd be an H, and then it'd be the three, and then the at symbol. Oh, no.
Oh, my
man,
God.
Bro.
That should be looking crazy.
Bro.
Remember yo, people so used to should type be looking like a password.
Yeah. That's wild. What? You said you got emails, right?
Yeah. First one I got is from Hector. I think that's your boy.
Yeah, Hector.
He put, to Gil, what's good? It's Hector. He put, you know what I hate? When people think because you're big and work out, they ask you to help them move. Then they say, hey, you got all those muscles. You can help. And I'm like, I don't work out to wait for motherfuckers to move to help. That's not my drive to work out. I got to get big to help these motherfuckers move. Yeah, I hate when they ask me to help move because I do all the work while they just fucking watch me because I'm big. What the fuck?
With all due respect, Hector, I hope he doesn't fucking work at T-Mobile and he's working out that much. Because you should fucking help me move if you that big.
Absolutely, right? Don't sell me this phone. I need help.
Yeah, put the muscles to use, bro.
I got another one from Catherine. I'm not sure if...
I'm
not going to say her last name. But anyway, she put... I hate when people try to talk to me or want me to do things before I have my coffee. I hate that I can truly relate to Alanis Morissette's Ironic. I hate when people with bad breath want to whisper or speak close to your face.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yo, yes, absolutely.
I hate when my mother calls me 3 times like it's an emergency only to ask me if I can look up something for her or her friends.
Yo, that's annoying.
Oh, man. I hate when I talk to my mother and she puts her friends on to talk to me.
Yo, that's the old Spanish shit.
I hate when my mother cries over everything. Hey, yo, Catherine, you hate your mother, yo. Yo, you hate your mother, yo. Yo, shout out to you. Shout out to you, Catherine. I hate when I clean one room and my ADD kicks in and I start cleaning another room, forgetting about the first. I hate when my bladder knows I'm at my door trying to get in and decides it doesn't want to wait.
I feel that one.
Yo, I feel that one. Yo, but that happens when I have to shit.
Yes, right?
And I be prairie dogging, son.
You know what happens? Yeah. I always say this. I feel like your body connects with the toilet like you connect to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like,
absolutely.
Yo, are we home?
Let's just like it. Connected.
Absolutely. Just it syncs up and it's like, yo, we shitting wherever we at. We home. It don't matter.
Okay. I ain't watching porn. And when I'm about to come, the guy starts talking.
I thought you were going to say that you start shitting.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that happens. No, absolutely not.
Yo.
That's the worst. I would hold it.
But what you mean start
talking? Wait, how you hold it?
What part is arousing you to the point that you finishing and he's not?
Why y'all not finishing at the same time?
Gil, you sick, bro. You be synchronizing. Wait, y'all be synchronizing your nuts to porn star, son?
Yeah, bro. Fam. Yo, rewind the video so you could get into that.
Oh, nah.
Yo, this
that's
is,
wild.
This has been episode 13.
Yo. My this one left.
Yo. I thought you were supposed to be in synchronicity.
Yeah, all three of y'all. Yeah, the
so
girl.
So basically you're telling me you come when he comes.
And the girl.
No. What do you mean, and the girl?
And the girl?
The girl's coming in the video too. Fair,
She's faking it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, whatever. I need that fakeness.
I need that fakeness.
I agree with that, though.
Yo, so what we learned today, Gil and Ruben synchronized their nut with the porn star's nut.
Yo. It's crazy that y'all don't do that.
So wait, y'all do it like mid-video? Like when they switch in positions?
Yeah, it's a favorite part. Yeah.
And y'all just keep
what's the favorite part?
Whatever.
Like when they taking off their shirt?
It's not when the guy is nutting,
bro. It's not the climax. That's what climax means, bro.
It's girl's climax, but...
Fam, y'all watching this shit like it's a movie, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, how could you... I feel weird now.
Y'all watch the storyline?
They don't get it.
Y'all watch the storyline?
Yes.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That is a waste of porn.
He watches porn without...
He watches porn.
There's been times
I've seen it just to watch the story.
Wow. He's like, fam, I'm watching stuff.
Because I want to know what pizza they ordered. Like, what is it going to get delivered?
That's a porn enthusiast. That's interesting.
I forgot what show I started watching.
Yo, you told us.
I forgot the name of the show, though. Yeah. Yo, there was a fucking... Oh, yeah. I think it was like Dating Naked or Naked... Some shit. It was some shit that was on Pornhub, and it was like a show. Some British shit. And I started watching that shit.
He started watching it like... You know when you...
Like, I saw all the episodes.
Niggas like, damn, they canceled my shit. I wonder what happened to some...
I watched one of those type of things. And it was just about couples and inviting another person into their relationship. I watched that though.
That was like on the Playboy Channel. I think they had some shit.
Yeah, they got some shit.
You know what I mean? But I jerked off though for some of them though.
I was just fucking watching it, bro.
Just watching porn.
He was entertained.
I actually feel disgusted after I finished.
Yeah, after, right? You're like, oh,
yo, that fucking post nut clarity is crazy.
Oh, yeah. You look clarity. At yourself in disgust. Like, just
you're like, what yeah, am I doing?
Fucking yeah. nasty human being.
Exactly. Yeah. Why did I do that? Exactly.
You start looking at everything that's around, the napkins, the Jergens, like everything
what
is just
the
fucking.
Fuck? You got to set up like that.
You don't get set up.
Yo,
you
know, fam.
What do you do, bro? You just fucking randomly plop down and do it
somewhere.
Yeah,
nigga, I'm fat.
He has to set the mood.
Nah,
bro.
You gotta
yo, you
set
gotta
a mood,
candles
bro.
And shit.
Not like candles, you know.
Yo, so do you and your dog do it at the same time?
Nah, I leave my dog to do it by himself. He's good.
Do you feel uncomfortable if your dog is in the
yes.
room?
My dog leaves the room.
Okay.
Because his dog will start fucking
he's
too.
Like, yo, my yo, dog is wild.
His dog is like, tag me in.
Have you ever jerked off with the cat in the room?
No, I'll kick him out. That's weird. So that's weird.
Right?
That's so mad that weird. Why would you?
I'm really glad you said that you kick him out. Because you paused for a second.
I'm not going to lie. You look the type to leave him in the room.
Yeah, it's like, fuck
and
him.
Do, and what? Have him attack my hand because I'm moving it in a certain motion? That's attack my hand. Why would I sit there? He's gonna do that little fucking getting ready shit and attack my hand
oh my
and probably
God.
Bite my dick. Like, I'm good.
I don't know, bro.
You got to kick a cat out. You could probably do it with a dog.
Yeah, you probably could, but
the
nah.
Dogs is gonna be looking at like
yo, they really yeah. yeah.
Like, yo, I know what y'all doing. Like
yeah.
they understand.
Yeah, they understand.
They're like, oh, they having sex.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm glad I don't have any dogs.
Who breed ya?
Yeah, bro. I'm gonna show you my dog's dick when we finish with this.
Yo.
It's happening.
Yo.
Yo, nah, it's why he got that shit on deck?
His dog needs to be fucking neutered. Son.
Yeah. He got three dicks in one. Like,
my
his
dog is hanging.
Crazy, bro.
What kind of dog do you have?
Proud of my son. Shih Tzu, bro.
You know, this Shih Tzu got that pit on him.
Right? German Shepherd on him. All right, you,
that's wild.
That's interesting. I mean, I really don't need to see his dick. I mean, but
I'll show you in passing.
In passing, like let's just talk
in
about
passing.
It for shits and giggles.
Oh man, what else? Oh yo, so if you're listening and you got to the end, like and subscribe to the thing on Apple, on Spotify, because when you like it, when you review it, when you hit it with the 5 stars and shit. It goes further to the front page,
so other people can.
Yeah, so other people can listen. You know, we're doing well right now. So
follow me on Instagram right now.
Go on, ahead. Follow. Yo, what's your Instagram? What's your IG, B?
Mel_Montana_418.
Oh, yo, he word. Got that black sexy voice when
you
he said it. Right
you know what I'm saying?
Mel Montana. Yeah, you know. I wanna please you.
Oh, listen, guys, I am gonna be start. I'm gonna start hosting these game mixes.
I thought you was gonna say like gang something.
Yeah,
I was about to say
in this private room.
He's dark.
He's never spoken to a black guy
yeah,
before.
Yeah, I'm saying
so
he's, you know,
this is his first time. This is his first time.
It's intense.
This is first time.
That's right. No.
Game mixes. What do you
yeah,
mean?
Game mixes. We have a bunch of games and I have like the table set up for the Connect Fours.
Oh, that's dope.
Dare Pong, not even Bear Pong, Dare Pong, where you make it in a cup, under the cup is a dare, whatever it is.
Oh, and you got
to. Yeah, and it's going to be just a mix of, you know, just.
Well, sounds fire, bro.
Friendly, yeah.
Let that's
me
know. Dope.
Yeah, not no swinger stuff, though.
Just, oh, okay.
Oh, no, just
sure
regular.
Yeah, make sure that's
regular,
regular
fun.
Regular fun stuff. I mean,
regular friendship?
Yeah, cool. Regular friends.
No cucking.
Yeah,
none
cucking,
of that shit.
Please.
Cool, no Will Smith out here.
Exactly.
Yo,
no
Hancock. Poor him, son.
Absolutely.
Poor him, yo.
Well, yeah, well,
I do feel bad for him.
Why you don't like me, Uncle Phil? Like,
why you don't want me? Why you don't want me, man? Now he's like, why
she
don't
want
me, man?
She's still on Tupac.
Yo, and then
she read an unreleased poem on his birthday.
Nah, that's crazy.
And she
she's
it
got
up.
Way
like,
too many.
She probably was like, Will, can you pass me the Tupac stash, please? Right now. He was like,
she got way too many. Inappropriate relationships with
going
other men.
On, right?
Yeah,
that's savage. It's crazy. Like, listen, man, my wife could have be friends with whoever she wants to be friends with, but her Jada's relationships with other men are mad inappropriate.
Oh,
so
inappropriate,
yeah.
So
inappropriate,
mad
bro.
Mad inappropriate.
Yeah. So,
absolutely.
Like, if a chick wrote me a poem, fam, my wife,
yeah,
is
she's
going
losing
crazy.
Her shit.
My wife is gonna kill me. She mm-hmm. might kill Gil because she's gonna think he know about
that
it.
That I know about it.
Like, so, yeah.
Yeah,
a crazy. Poem, son? That's crazy. That's crazy, B. Yeah, man. This has been episode 13. Take us away, Gil.
Yes, this is episode 13. Yo, thanks for coming through, Jamel.
Yeah, B. Thank you.
This is amazing. Oh, see, I got the beard. Dude. I'm sorry. Got black for a little bit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you made Ruben uncomfortable.
Yeah, Ruben had questions. Right? He probably gonna have weirder questions.
I got more questions after this is done.
How you do that, right?
The podcast is so much better. You gotta be here. Yo, yeah. Whoever wants to come on, if y'all, I can't let just strangers in my crib either.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If someone that I know, if you know us personally,
in New York, like, yo, hit us up on the fucking email. What's the email? Just another.
I'll tell you right now. Just another Bronx Tale Pod at Gmail.
Nice. Yes, hit just us up. Email. If you in the area.
Any randoms, just come through.
Yeah, any randoms, just come randoms to my house, through? Right? Like, fuck it. Like, I know where he lives.
Fuck it, yeah. And we still got the Ruben, his, what's your Venmo? Your Cash App again?
I forget.
He always forgets, but you know.
What? Listen.
If we get $100, he's going to do one crack.
He's going to try crack. We already bought the crack pipe from Amazon. Oh, my gosh. And he's going to do crack.
He's going to do crack.
Live on air.
He's going to sell one of his Kith shirts after.
He's going to sell all of his Kith shirts after.
He's bugging.
Yeah, man. This is episode 13. This is Rick.
Gil.
Ruben.
Jamel.
Oh, Jamel, but yeah.
Yeah.
Just, that was your outro.
No, oh, yeah, no. I'm enjoying it, guys. And happy 4th of July by the time this. It should be the 4th.
Oh, nice. When does this drop, technically?
Yo.
4th of July.
Yeah, sure.
Yo, happy white people steal another land day.
Oh, yeah. Okay, bye, guys. Yep. That's right. That is the...